So, this is what Nikola Tesla wrote in 1914. Quote, "There is a grim determination of all directly concerned to fight the issues to the bitter end on the ground that a premature peace, leaving the vital questions unsettled," and I think we can assume that those vital questions are who's the big boss, who's on top, who's going to be the supreme ruler of the world, "leaving the vital questions unanswered," says Nikola, "would only mean the continuance of the existing pernicious regime and repetition of the evil." And you recall that they called this, or was it the first one, the war to end all wars. Well, this is what Nikola is referring to. Of course, that's nonsense. Perpetual war is what they have planned for us. Perpetual, until we are thoroughly conquered. War is always war on us. Whether they blow us up with bombs or markets, we've said in a previous show. Continuing with Nikola, "A new and irresistible argument must be brought forward to stop the conflict. The case is desperate, but there is hope. This hope lies in science, discovery, and invention. Modern machinery wrought by science is responsible for this calamity. Science will also undo the Frankenstein monster it has created. Centuries ago, an ingenious contrivance by Archimedes was said to have decided a battle and terminated a great war. Be it a myth or a fact, this story affords an inspiring lesson. What I needed at this psychological moment is some such revelation, a new force, a new agent, a demonstration by any means, old or novel, but of a kind to surprise and suddenly illuminate, to bring the belligerent to their senses and furnish irrefutable proof of the folly and uselessness of carrying on the brutal fight. This idea, to which I have myself devoted years of work, has now taken hold of scientific men and experts all over the world, thousands of inventors." And I have to comment here. He's just said thousands of inventors all over the world. This is 1914. And of course, while we know what Nikola's motivation is, peace, universal peace forever, we don't know the motivation of these thousands of inventors and scientists and engineers and electricians. We know that to get anything done requires funds. And we know that those very organized Plato's tribesmen have been hoarding funds for the very purpose since the end of the French Revolution, in order to become supreme, to have their supremacy unchallenged by any. So thousands of inventors, fired on by this unique opportunity, are bent upon developing some process or apparatus for accomplishing the purpose, and there is feverish activity in France, in Russia, and especially in Germany, among electricians, chemists, and engineers. What the genius of nations will bring forth, none can tell, but it's not too much to say that the results will be of such character as materially to affect the outcome and duration of the struggle. And that's the end of that quote from Nikola Tesla. This was 1914. Of course, he didn't avert the First World War, which lasted until 1918, 1914 to 1918. And he's continuing to work. And then in 1934, he writes another letter to J.P. Morgan, in which he says, he begs, "Please give me funds. I have perfected this weapon. This weapon which can bring down airplanes and without any doubt, protect the people of London who are under threat, all the major cities of Europe that were being threatened by the Nazis would be safe." He writes, "The flying machine has completely demoralized the world, so much so that in some cities, as London and Paris, people are in mortal fear from aerial bombing. The new means I have perfected," and he said perfected, meaning he accomplished what he says he did, only on a reduced scale, which he is trying to bring up to a much bigger scale. "These new discoveries, which I have carried out experimentally on a limited scale, created a profound impression. One of the most pressing problems seems to be the protection of London, and I am writing to some influential friends in England, hoping that my plans will be accepted without delay. The Russians are very anxious to render their borders safe against the Japanese invasion, and I've made them a proposal which is being seriously considered. I have many admirers there in Russia, especially on account of the introduction of my alternating current system. Some years ago, Lenin made me twice in succession very tempting offers to come to Russia, but I couldn't tear myself from my work." Nikola Tesla went on to say, and this is quoting from Man Out of Time, the book by Margaret Cheney on Nikola Tesla. Tesla went on to say that words couldn't express how he ached for a laboratory again and for the opportunity of squaring his account with J.P. Morgan. And so we see that he's been in touch with all the major nations, quote unquote, of the world. He's trying to avert war. He's arguing that if the world were surprised, inspired by his invention, it would bring things to a halt. That he had invented something that was so miraculous. And we know from his articles that what he means by that is that he has invented a machine, a means, a technique, which we know now is using various different harmonic frequencies, varying harmonic frequencies, in such a way that they actually can transmit electricity. And he's found a way, electromagnetic force, to amplify and focus that force in such a way that it can become a defensive weapon, meaning that if in this instance, an airplane coming in could be absolutely prevented from firing on the city. And that to display that kind of overwhelming force would mean the end to conflict, because it would bring everything to a halt while people tried to figure out what was going on. And then there would be discussion. And it would be open discussion, including all the peoples of the world. What he is saying is that in order for there to be peace, there cannot be differential access to knowledge. It has to be that it is in fact a equalizing force. And I think he's right. In an earlier show that just happened to play when I was at the station, it mentioned how the invention or the discovery of how to predict the flooding of the Nile created a priest class who then hoarded that knowledge, and that it's speculated that that's the origin of class in the first place, is a few wanting to hoard the knowledge, appear magical, to impress and awe the others, and to then appear to be a god, godlike. And this is, I'm arguing, what we are confronted with, not an economic system, not greed, not capitalism. We are confronted with a very few who want all the knowledge resources disproportionately held in their hands. They want us to continuously appear to ourselves as children, so that they can appear as gods. And this is the subject of today's show. If we had had it, it will be the subject of next week's show. And so this is a lot to throw at you, and I'm trying to give you enough background as to the context of this discussion so that you can give me your immediate impressions in a way that sort of captures the full context of what we're discussing.
Well, I definitely vibe with what you're saying about hoarding of knowledge and why this is an important story about how Tesla saw knowledge, that what he was sitting with and thinking about, how that he was really excited and wanted to share that with the world. So first of all, I think that's super tragic that he just was a brilliant man who is being used by the system. And I feel like that, once again, good intentions that we have as human beings get used for, you know, really evil purposes. And so that just depresses me that we're, you know, all these decades later that we're caught in the struggle. I had a question just about that specific technology. Why it must still be used? I mean, can they bring down planes now with using it? I mean, I'm sure they can. But why is it not ever talked about? You know, so that's my question is, like, we know this technology is out there, and yet it's not. I mean, we hear things like, you know, other technologies they want to force feed down our throats. You know, so certain things they want us to get used to, other things they try and keep hidden. So I was just wondering about that in particular. How come that wasn't pushed in the public conversation, having a defensive weapon that is EMF based? That seems like a legit PR thing move to go. What happened with that particular project?